It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, October 11th. I'm Ben Johnson. We've come up to MIT in Boston this week to visit the emerging technology conference MTech. There are serious academics here doing big things, but new innovations and new technology also offer new challenges, funding that must be found, new parts that must be built, and more. One of my fellow attendees at MTech this week was Kara Miller, the host of WGBH Radio's show Innovation Hub. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
So you've been to MTech a few years now, and you say it's your favorite tech conference in Boston. Tell me why.
It definitely is. It's the kind of place where you see things that you know in a few years people are going to accept as normal, but right now they seem incredibly fringe. But it's great to rub elbows with those people.
Tell me what you've seen that's really fringe and weird and that you think may be big in the next few years.
I think the thing that blew me away the most was that we are really entering this era of big data for cities. Rio, for example, is a pioneer with command centers for their cities so people can know what the pollution situation is like all over the city. They can know what the flooding is going to be like after the rains fall to within a couple of centimeters and the rains haven't fallen yet. That kind of blows your mind.
But there's a challenge in this too, right? Which is the more data we bring in, the more data we have to store, we have to know how to actually deal with it and leverage it. Did you get a sense from the conference and what you were seeing that some of those questions are being answered? I mean, it seems like a big issue.
Yeah, I think it is a big issue. But I also think you've got these incredible technologies like Watson, right, which was on Jeopardy a couple of years ago.
Sure.
But is now being deployed by IBM to sit there and crunch those millions and billions of points of data that are coming in and figure out, okay, how do you make meaning from this data? And actually, one thing we know Watson can do is take tons of data and find the answer to the question. And I think that's what we're looking at.
But there are some challenges as well in cities in terms of how the government deals with some of this innovation that's happening.
Oh, there's no question about it. In fact, one of the most striking maps I saw was the tweets that came after Hurricane Sandy. And so many tweets came out of Manhattan. Hardly any came out of New Jersey, Atlantic City. And you know those were places that were severely hurt. So there is this potential for a gap between the rich and the poor when it comes to data and a kind of a data discrimination.
Kara Miller is the host of Innovation Hub, which airs on Saturdays on WGBH in Boston. Kara, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can hear more of our visit to Boston on our website, marketplacetech.org. And before we go, a quick public service announcement. If you checked that box to opt out of being searchable on Facebook, I've got bad news. The social network is removing your ability to stay anonymous. The company actually did away with the option earlier this year for people who hadn't already opted into it. But now anyone can put your face to your name. Maybe time to retake that profile picture wearing a mask. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.